Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into Election Day show of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. The day we've been working for, the day we have been talking about, the day we have been sharing information with you guys, hoping and praying that you shared the information with as many people as possible. Our work is not over. We need to get to people today to make sure they're voting. If they need a ride, pick them up, take them to the polling place. If they're not feeling good, I'm sorry, but we really need you to go to the polling place. You need to reach out to elderly people, neighbors that you know, perhaps in your area. Call them. Stop in on them, check in on them. Have they voted? Make sure they have. If not, offer to give them a ride. It's these little things today that could make the difference. The polling is so close here in the state of Michigan. Donald Trump was in Grand Rapids last night. He got quoted the day from MERS News Service at 2:08 in the morning. By the way, Captain Jeff was there. He texted me a couple of pictures. I texted him this morning to ask him when he was planning on coming back. I think he probably got a room there in Grand Rapids, spent the night. I asked him, when will you be heading back home? We'll add him into the show, get a live field report. Quote of the day by Donald Trump, 2:08 in the morning. I love you all. You're very special. This is my last rally. End quote, said Donald Trump. Closed his campaign officially in Grand Rapids, 2:08 this morning. His third time a charm. For the third presidential election cycle in a row, former President Donald Trump held his final campaign rally in Grand Rapids in Kent County. It was a 110-minute late night goodbye that ended at 2:08 a.m. today. Trump won Kent County by only 10,000 votes in 2016 and lost Kent County by 22,000 votes in 2020. Trump spent Election Eve at the DeVos place in 2016, flew into Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City, and then ended the night in 2020 at the Gerald R. Ford International Airport. God Bless the USA played as Trump's stage entrance song for the last time as a presidential nominee at 12:12 this morning. Trump took about 2 minutes after the song ended to take in a standing ovation before beginning his remarks at 12:17. He said that today, Tuesday, November 5th, will be Liberation Day. You've given your time, your money, and your whole heart for this cause, and your support means more than anything to me. I love you all. You're very special. And this is my last rally. As he waved to the crowd and walked off the stage. We'll continue the story on the other side. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show as we wait for Captain Jeff to probably finish sleeping this morning. Wake up, give me a response text message. He attended that late night rally this morning in Grand Rapids, and he said he would try to give us a field report as he was heading back this morning. But one thing that was pretty obvious in Donald Trump's comments last night, the process in explaining the election and getting through the campaigning with his vice president, J.D. Vance, was pretty interesting because he said previous rallies where Trump or his running mate, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, had a clear call to action and a sense of urgency without insecurity or panic. Trump focused less on what needs to happen next and more on the confidence in the campaign in his supporters. Donald Trump said, "You guys are the most amazing people on the planet, and we are proud to represent you for president and vice president. Now it's just a matter of getting out the vote today, Tuesday, November 5th, and let's see what happens." Now, it's interesting because his appearance was at the Van Andel Arena, was the second time he's hosted a rally at the venue this year. On July 19th, the arena was the site he and Vance made their very first campaign appearance together after the first assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Over 20 minutes into his remarks, most of the lower bowl were still standing. He brought five of his family members up on stage, including sons Eric and Donald Trump Jr., his daughter Tiffany, and his daughter-in-law, RNC co-chair Lara Trump. They all took the microphone at one point to say that this was a very special night for the family. Laura, who's the co-chair of the RNC, said, "This has been almost a decade of us doing this, and it's been my honor to be part of this family and to be speaking out on behalf of a man we love. Not just because he's my father-in-law, but he's going to save this country." One of the comments that Donald Trump made was directed at the Muslim community. Donald Trump commented and said that the Hamtramck mayor, Amir Ghalib, has been an unbelievable unifier. Unbelievable unifier and one of the greatest men in Michigan due to his endorsement of Trump for president and asking other Muslims to do the same. The war in Israel, folks, has been a huge, huge problem for Harris. Not able to get a ceasefire done, not able to get the hostages back. People are very upset about what's going on over there, and they are coming out in droves to vote for Donald Trump. Regardless, it's now pointless to base a campaign strength on an election eve rally, especially when they fall almost 2 hours behind schedule and the event creeped past 2 o'clock in the morning. Whether attendees left early or not, this was definitely not a crowd of undecided voters. Many of them may have already cast their ballot for Trump. Meanwhile, at an event yesterday at Michigan State University, Kamala Harris had about 10,000 attendees at her event. Trump had the same number that showed up at Van Andel last night. polling in the state of Michigan shows that they're either tied or within the margin of error. We can't even predict the election results now. It's all going to be based on turnout. Kind of interesting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who chairs the Harris-Walz campaign, spoke at an event in Detroit. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, vice president candidate, and his wife Gwen Walz held a rally at Hart Plaza in Detroit. The Michigan Democratic Party chair, LaVara Barnes, called it a get-out-the-vote concert. Why? Because Jon Bon Jovi performed several songs, the Detroit Youth Choir, and the War and Treaty group performed right before Walz's took the stage. After the speeches, the music started back up and went until midnight. When asked about Jon Bon Jovi showing up for Walz's event, Republicans were not surprised at all. Trump's Team Michigan Communication Director, Victoria La Civita, said free concerts and flashy performances are not going to change the fact that Michiganders have been suffering under the weight of Kamalanomics. Oh, that's interesting. Biden economics have been replaced. Bidenomics, well, now it's Kamalaomics. Stating that these policies have failed the people, not only of our country, but especially people in Michigan. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers held his own rally in Macomb County. Kind of an interesting group. Former president of the Bay Mills Indian community made a last-minute endorsement of Donald Trump. That was done by their former president, Kurt Perone. Meanwhile, in Grand Rapids, former U.S. Congressman Fred Upton, U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, U.S. Congresswoman Hillary Schlotten, and State Senator Winnie Brinks of Grand Rapids joined forces and held an event in Flint, Michigan with Congressman Dan Kildee, Flint Mayor Sheldon Neely, and Flint City Council President Liddell Lewis. The final comment in the story. Yesterday, Harris attended a service of Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church of God in Christ, also before visiting Kuzo's Chicken and Waffles in Detroit. She also made a stop at Elam Brothers Barbershop in Pontiac and ended the night at Michigan State University. So, both campaigns in Michigan, the day basically before the election. Donald Trump ending his last rally ever at 2:08 this morning in Grand Rapids. Now it's up to us, folks. Today's the day. Again, don't assume anybody that you know has voted or will be voting today. You need to contact them and make sure. Again, if somebody needs a ride, go over and pick them up and take them to the polling place. It needs to be done. One of the things that you have to understand, is this is the most important part of this process today, is getting out the vote. you've already shared the PAGS video. You've already shared the information with people. You looked people up on the 10xvotes.com website. You reached out to them. Now it comes down to getting it out, making it happen today. And it could be as simple as a phone call, especially in light of the weather today, kind of gloomy, in the 60s here in northern Michigan. It's supposed to rain all day. Rain's going to start at noon when we get off the air. We still need to get out there. Go to your polling place, be 100 feet from the door, hold a sign. As a matter of fact, if you have yard signs in your yard, remove them and take them to your polling place. When you get off work today, 5-6 o'clock, take your sign and go stand outside your polling place. Wave to people as they go in to vote. Eight o'clock tonight, it's over. We are going to start removing the signs. You need to help clean up your county. Get rid of these signs as quickly as possible. We would like all the signs gone by tomorrow. Get out there and pick them up. You can always let somebody know you have their signs. They want them back. They can come and get them. Many of the campaigns save the wires. The cardboard, corrugated cardboard plastic signs, some folks are even keeping those because they do wraps or covers on them, stickers, for future elections. But we need to clean up our counties. We need to clean up our state. And that starts at 8 p.m. tonight. So do your part. Help clean up these signs. Stop, pull over, pick them up, put them in the back of your vehicle, in your trunk, your pickup truck, whatever. Get a hold of people and find out if they want to come get them. Tell them you got them. We've got a story pulled up here talking about these final polls. We're going to be talking about those. Top 10 races of the ticket races here in Michigan. Real Clear Politics. Rasmussen. NBC, CBS, ABC, Wall Street Journal, Quinnipiac University. Got a story analyzing polls, and we'll see exactly where this story goes after the bottom of the hour news break. We also are looking at some last-minute sign-waving that's happening. We had events yesterday in Traverse City. We had events in Petoskey. We had some in Sheboygan. We had them all over the place. We participated in one down in Elk Rapids here in Antrim County last night. Why my voice is a little weak. I was standing out in the rain waving to cars, getting a lot of horn blows. Even confronted by the Democrat Party. Man, was that interesting. We'll share that with you.